Be the change you want to see in the world. This is a really new concept to me over the last few years of my life, because what I mostly wanted was for the world to change according to how I thought it should be, and I could sit back and wait for that to happen. I could just keep being the way I was and shouting about how the world to change, and then maybe it would change. Today, I see that I must be the change I want to see, because this is my universe. What I see is literally my reality. It's not anyone else's reality, it's my reality. So if the reality I see is messed up, then there's something in me that needs to change. And that, I'll give you an example of how that happened today. And this is so much different than how it happened in most of my life. This morning, I woke up and I was aggravated. And I was aggravated over something I thought was someone else's fault. I was aggravated specifically that the baby was in the bed, because she woke up in the middle of the night and my wife got her and brought her to sleep in the bed. A perfectly reasonable thing that most often happens when you've got a new baby. And she's 6 months old. She sleeps way better than she does. Well, the problem was that that was about 4:30 in the morning, and I couldn't sleep very well from 4:30 to 6:30 in the morning. So then I ended up getting up at like 9. I'd slept too long. I woke up feeling like the day was already wasted. I was mad that that shouldn't have happened with the baby in the bed. So I woke up with this messed up point of view that it was basically my wife's fault, that she had done something bad to me and I was the victim, and then that she needed to fix it. And thankfully, that point of view is so miserable today. It bothers me so much today that it hurts enough to motivate me to get help with that feeling. I realize that when I'm in that point of view, when I was in that point of view, I realized I also can't even see my wife's point of view right now. I can't even see things from her point of view. I'm stuck in my point of view feeling like I'm the victim, when really what I'm doing is spreading anger and frustration around the house to my wife and daughter. So I was trying to make breakfast today. And thankfully for me, the stakes are really high. I can't just go to work with an attitude like that. I can't make these videos, or if I do make them, they get way more negative feedback than usual. I can't do any good work today if I'm in a bad attitude. Like if I'm in a resentment, like feeling like someone did me wrong, I can't do any of this because that just pours through it. I've done a few days, I've done things in moods like that, and the results are consistent. People give a lot of negative feedback back. So when I'm in a bad mood, I can't just try and work through it. I have to get relief from it. And that encourages me to work on getting relief from it. So what I did, I was cooking tacos this morning for the day, and I got so miserable, and thankfully I could see that I could get more miserable, that this is the beginning of how the worst times in life happen. For every time you've had that's really terrible, there's usually hundreds, if not thousands of times that were the beginning of that it didn't go there. So today I felt so miserable, I just desperately prayed, and I pray to God because that works for me. I don't think you need to pray to God specifically for this to work. I do that, but I think even if you just do the same thoughts and phrases, absent of the word God, they can work also. I prayed to God. I said, please help me. Please help me. I can't help myself. All I honestly want is to be more miserable right now. And honestly, you can see that I'm here praying because I don't wholeheartedly want to be more miserable. I do want to feel better. Please help me feel better. Please help me to forgive everyone else. Please help me to stop doing what I'm doing. I see that I'm angry. I see that I'm frustrated. I see that I'm waiting for someone else to fix the problem I'm having. So you, God, you can fix the problem I'm having. Please fix the problem I'm having for the good of everyone else around me. Please help me. My purpose, to remember my purpose here, is salvation. My purpose here isn't to be right. It's not to do anything else. So I desperately pray to God, please help me. Please help me. I'm open to whatever I help you will provide. I am wholeheartedly ready to feel better. I don't want to feel this way. And yet I see that I do feel this way now, and that's okay. I'm here. I don't deserve to be punished. I'm a good person. I'm a son of God. Please help. And almost instantly, I felt the forgiveness come in. And what I did, I remembered some of what I've done recently. I went and visited a priest in my neighborhood. I don't know if he's technically called that because of the exact denomination, but priest is an easily way I can explain it. And we went through practicing and doing this healing. So I've had a lot of people show me how to do this. And so now I'm able to do it by myself, to go through that same process. And I remembered going through that with him. I remembered being told how other people have done this. I remembered having this work for me before. When I was obsessed with wanting another drink, I prayed that that be lifted, and it took weeks for that to be lifted. Constant prayer, weeks for it to happen when it was lifted. So then I remembered that, like, well, if that obsession could go away, can't this little frustration go away? Because basically what it was an obsession with being a victim, being angry, and just continually fueling itself. And it went away. Almost immediately, once I finished my prayers, and then stopped praying and just listened and looked around, there was a bit of silence. I just flipped the meat on the tacos and everything was quiet. I remembered some of the healing I've done before. I remembered, you know, who am I? Why am I here? I'm here for salvation. I'm here to help and love other people. That's why I'm here. I remembered that and I felt complete relief, complete and total relief. And the amazing thing is, then I walked to go to the bathroom. When I came out to go back to the kitchen, my wife called and said, can you come here for a minute? And she said then, look, I'm sorry about this morning. And I was having a hard time too. I haven't been back to sleep since 4:30. You got to fall back asleep for a few hours. I've been up with a baby. And sometimes I just need a little space to have my own mood and to fix it. And the amazing part is, it's almost as if our minds are collective, as if our minds are one. And as soon as I opened up to being the solution I wanted to see, it's as if that happened for her too. Now, I don't know exactly what she was doing or what she was going through, but it likely was much the same as me. Now, we've had other days that have started out with just as trivial of a thing as this, where we've had the whole day's been tough, where we've turned it into a whole week being difficult, where we've had arguments go on and lots of feelings hurt, and where I've had to reach out to friends and family in great frustration. And yet today to see that come in, it makes it easier next time because I know I can do that again. I know when I get frustrated, all I have to do is remember to ask for help. And the help will come if I'm open to it and I listen to it. Now, what I learned, I can't just ask and ask and ask for help without stopping to then listen to the help that is available. If I'm talking the whole time, and as you have seen these videos, I do talk the whole time, and yet I'm not talking most of the rest of the day when I'm not doing these videos. I'm listening. I'm looking around. I'm trying to absorb the help that's around me. I've shared this with you because this is something so drastically different than I knew for almost any of my life, just knowing it's possible for me, just knowing that this kind of instant relief from anything is possible. That's what motivated me to try and do it myself. I had enough people tell me with my drinking problem, which before in my life had always, it's a mental obsession, the same mental obsession as all the other mental obsessions out there. I had never before found relief from a mental obsession. Every one of them had took me at some point in some form. And the first time I knew this was possible, then I was motivated to try it when I needed it. I heard it way before I needed it. And then when I needed it, I tried it, and I tried it, and I tried it. And as soon as it worked, now I know it works firsthand. And I go to it repeatedly. I go to it every single day I go to this. And I've shared it here with you so that if you haven't seen this before, you're motivated to try it. And if you have, which you probably already have seen this in your life, all you have to do, for me, it's a daily exercise in remembering to do this instead of engaging with the frustration. Remembering to be the change I want to see. Remembering to never wait for anyone else to do something, to do it myself inside, and then see what happens. I pray today to be the change I want to see in the world. I pray that I'm willing to look honestly at how I'm feeling, and when I see there needs to be change and I can't make it myself, to ask for it to be made and to be open to it being made through me. To be open to listening as the world tells me how to achieve the change I want. I pray that you have the same opportunities today to see that it's possible for instant relief from anything. Thank you for watching this. I appreciate your feedback on it. Your comments encourage me to do more. And I love comments, any kind of comments, even if you hated the video, even if you think I can do better. I'm here to accept anything you have to give. So thank you. I have a great day today.